Mama, look at all the flowers. May I pick one, sir?
Well, will you put it to a good use?
Aye.
Then pick.
And may I, sir?
You may.
Here, Mama. This be for thee.
Why, James, what a dear you are. Whatever made you think of doing that?
Because you told me how happy you were when Papa gave you flowers. So, me thought that I will give them for him till we become thither.
Bless you, sweet boy. Bless you.
Mercy?
Yes, Matthew?
This rose be for thee.
For me? Why?
Oh, no reason, I guess. I just thought it might help make your journey a bit more pleasant.
Why, thank you, Matthew. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, miss.
'Tis a lovely patch of flowers you have, sir.
Aye, wanderers from Eden, we call them.
There are so many different kinds. Posies and pansies, carnations, roses, pinks, morning glories.
So many kinds, and all so different.
Mama, this flower is as large as my head.
Over here is a flower so small that one almost needs a glass to see it. Yet, it seems just as merry as those that be larger.
Mother, smell this one.
Ah, sweet indeed. Methinks heaven itself could smell no sweeter.
Truly, God must have had a merry time inventing so many different ones.
How good it was for you, good sir, to sow this garden, to refresh the senses of weary pilgrims.
'Twas not only for this that we care for these little friends of God.
What? Why else?
That by beholding thou mightest become changed.
Huh? Into a flower?
Nay, but into the image of Christ.
Go on, sir.
Notice how that these plants are all different in stature, in quality, in color, and smell. Some are more suited for giving, while others are best for covering the ground. But none give complaint. And where the gardener sets them, there they stay. And not one word of quarrel has ever been heard among them.
No doubt a lesson for us all.
Aye, we can all be as different as can be and yet be perfectly united.
Unity in diversity?
Aye. Come over here. What have we?
A field of wheat,
but with all the grain cut off.
What is this stubble good for?
Nothing but for to be burned.
Or else to make a brick with.
But if there was fruit upon it,
then there would be a harvest.
And a party!
Aye, the fruit is the thing looked for. Without fruit, this is good for nothing but the fire or to be trodden down under the feet of men.
Therefore must we bear fruit, or we will meet the same fate with Satan and his angels.
Brightly said.